JCU each week. So what's to come then? We have got inorganic chemistry looking at periodic trends in the groups 1A to 4A, so this is main group chemistry. After that, we do a block of material on coordination chemistry, which is the chemistry of the transition metal elements. Inside that, we start looking in at the details of our metal complexes, which will be the three-dimensional shape of the molecules, which we call stereochemistry. We look at the groups that are bonded to the metal, which we call ligands. And in particular, we look at the sophisticated sort of large ligands that are found in some big organic molecules in biology called macrocyclic ligands. We need a theory to describe the colour and the magnetic properties of these complexes, so crystal field theory is that theory. Now that's a pretty solid sort of introduction. Right at the start of it, we have a little bit of physical chemistry. Colloids is sort of the broad branching area between the two. The characteristics of these things, most of them actually are inorganic, but their properties when we study them are physical chemistry. Physical chemistry is then the shorter part of this course. We're going to look at phase equilibria, where there'll be a few calculations. We do molecular orbital theory, which is no number crunching, but conceptually quite a hard area. An application of that is spectroscopy, which is used in organic chemistry. And we talk a little bit about metallurgy, how we get metals using redox chemistry. And then we look at the characteristics of some modern materials, such as alloys, ceramics, and polymers. Now the second half of the course is organic, and organic then is a non-numeric area. We go through the basics of functional group naming at the start, so this is the most solid version of functional group chemistry that we do in CANS, because we're going to do not just one, we're going to do two functional groups in the same molecule, and so we need some additional rules to cover that. After the naming, we look at the way we purify and characterise organic compounds, and this relies extensively on spectroscopy. So we're going to look at infrared, ultraviolet visible, and nuclear resonance spectroscopy. The last one proves the most challenging for most people. And then after that, we head to reaction mechanisms. Now this is a very descriptive area. There's a lot of drawing of arrows on the page. At the start, it seems like it should be pretty easy, but actually this is the most challenging part of the course.